Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, it is the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Monday, November 4th, 2019. We found that hate following people actually is some good benefits for you. That'd be that one person who maybe broke your heart, maybe stole your wallet, somebody you don't really like, but you still kind of stalk them online. They say there's a few reasons. Mainly, they say jealousy is that you want the perfect life that they project, which can be addicting, or you just want to feel better about yourself, they say. They say if someone posts are really annoying and we feel that we're not that way, then hate following them can make us feel free.
And that it kind of does. It's kind of releasing. It's like, I'm not as dumb as this person, and I feel better about that.
Yes, it is true. So they say that just make sure you're not turning into a judgmental jerk instead of working on
That's
yourself.
True. So That's true.
Very important. I found out that the study says that men are funnier than women. They say researchers took from a few universities, obviously single, analyzed the results of various studies in which people were asked to rate the humor of men and women. They didn't know, like, the jokes or whatever. They didn't know if it was a man or a woman who read it, who said it.
Right.
And what they found was is that the
so
data...
So they're just reading the jokes?
Yeah, they're just kind of reading whatever they had said. And the data showed that men were 63% funnier than the average woman.
Well, there's more men comedians. I wonder if it's a volume thing.
Yeah.
And, it's all in the delivery of a joke.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, like, jokes on delivery, to me, I don't know as many women who just delivered. Like, a lot of guys just have, like, an arsenal of jokes that they've learned over their lifetime, I feel like.
Yeah,
mine is more just in my response. I can usually come up with a pretty clever response, but I don't just have jokes lying around.
Yeah, the study says
don't
that,
say it like that, because I got a million jokes lying around. That's pretty much what I do.
I know. Well, then you're the man. You're good at it.
Well, then they also say that this evidence suggests that it has a role in procreating or mating. They say women are looking for a partner with a sense of humor. Men are looking for someone to laugh at their humor.
That's good. That's true. That is my number one. That is very accurate.
Yeah.
Guys, there's plenty of ladies that'll laugh at you.
That's true. They also were quick to point out, too, that there are a lot of very funny stand-up comedians a lot of funny women as well. They're just saying the jokes and perhaps a little bit more favorable to the men. Free Apple TV. Well, if you bought plop down a whole bunch of cash on an iPhone like I did, iPad Touch, Apple TV, or Mac, they should give you something for free. They're giving you Apple TV Plus free for an entire year.
If you bought it, the last month and a half or something?
Yeah, you had to buy anything, any Apple-related product between September 10th and November 1st to get this deal.
All right.
Then they say after the trial period is up, then, of course, it'll be $4.99 a month. You'll have to cancel at the end of that. If you have not plopped down cash on a new Apple product, you can still get 3 months free. Same deal. You have to pay $4.99 afterwards.
I mean, this is our future right here. Everything's changing from cable now to streaming services. So what have they done? Well, Disney's going to charge you. NBC's going to charge you. CBS going to charge you. ESPN's going to charge you.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're paying by the drink, which seemed like a good idea, because bundling on cable, I'm paying for things I never watch. But believe me, they're still going to make money off of us.
That's the bad part about that. And I just wish that's why I loved Hulu so much. Hulu was supposed to be all the networks coming in,
right,
and then they would divvy out the money for whatever you were watching. But that's not how it turned out, and I don't know why.
People started to, they wanted to make their own money, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. But it also made sense, too, because, you know, I cut the cord, and I was trying to watch a game the other day. And I bought the package where you were supposed to be able to watch any game. And the game I was trying to watch wasn't there. So I had to call customer service. And they said, any live game that's being broadcast, the provider has the license exclusive. You can't watch live events.
That would have been a nice piece of information to have before you bought the service.
Yes.
You know. Oh, yeah. You can pay, like, I think $50 a month on Hulu and get live streaming. But that's even then, it's select channels.
Yeah. It's just,
that's
it's
a lot
not,
of money.
It's just, it's, they're making it really more difficult than it needs to be, but anyways.
Exactly. Yeah, so the Sinclair Broadcasting locally, CBS and NBC are not playing, like, the Sunday Night Football. The Gator game wasn't on.
Well, they're not
on DirecTV.
Yeah, you're saying that, like, the Gainesville affiliates for Sinclair are not even on the channel.
No,
the message,
not,
right?
Well, Sinclair and DirecTV are having some kind of match against each other. They're not getting along, so they're not putting it up on the satellite. And a lot of people have DirecTV, and they're being left out and can't watch some programs.
I bet a lot of them are using profanity-laced sentences and paragraphs yesterday as well.
It made me feel better.
We, on average, curse about 80 times a day. Everything from the G-rated gosh darn it to the full-fledged F-bombs that are everywhere. They say, really, there's no reason for you to hang your head in shame because there's plenty of ways that cursing actually is good for your physical and emotional health. Unleashing profanity actually may raise your pain threshold, which is kind of true if you think about it. It kind of raises it up here. But what they did is they had these students pick their hands in cold water. One had a neutral word, and the other one had a profane word. And they found that those who had the profanity words were lasting about 40 seconds longer in that cold water versus if you didn't.
Hmm. All right.
Excuse me. Kind of the same thing also, too, with working out. They say using profanity actually can make you get an extra rep or two or perhaps run an extra mile or two.
Yeah, exactly.
They also talked about that profanity actually works really well in motivation as well. It has tendencies to fire up your aggressive side in a good way. That's just why a lot of coaches and drill instructors will use profanity. It has a cathartic effect. Ever smash your thumb on a thumb with a hammer?
Oh, yeah. That's when I know all the words.
Right. And somehow it makes us feel better. They tend to think that this is one of the theories behind this is that that swearing, even if it's just internally to ourselves, mm-hmm. shows that we're not passive victims, but empowered to react and fight back, which boosts our confidence and self-esteem.
Yeah, you can get kind of close to swearing, like, gosh darn it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And one of my favorites, it talks about having a dry scalp.
Yeah.
Got dandruff and some of it itches.
Got to be careful with that.
Well, I'm just telling you. Yet those are all words you can use in mixed company. And it's on you if you made that sound dirty.
Yes.
That's
okay.
True, I suppose. I mean, there's a reason that, what is it, Alexa now has its own Samuel L. Jackson version.
Yes.
Like, only. it just feels better sometimes.
With a lot of MFs in there, I'm
yes,
sure.
Yes, there.
Yeah.
So we found out you restore faded black jeans, and it's as simple as using dye.
As in RIT, D-Y-E.
Yeah, D-Y-E.
Okay.
The stuff you see at the store.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a recipe online that tells you how to do it basically in 30 minutes. You can breathe new life into your faded black jeans.
Except unless you have a roommate like Janie did who dyed his hair black. And what happened, Janie, when it was time to move out and get that deposit back?
All the tiles in the show. So, like, my roommate that was female left, and then she subleased her room to this guy who was, like, 45, and he used to work at the mall. And he didn't want his hair to turn gray, so he would dye his hair every weekend. It was a Sunday ritual. Mm-hmm. He would dye his hair black, and he was just like, oh, you know, we didn't get our security deposit back. When our landlord came in, he was like, what happened in this bathroom? And I mean, I wasn't like trying to go in his bathroom all the time, so I didn't know what was going on. And I looked, it was black. If you could have murdered a squid, like, it was black ink everywhere. It's horrible. So anyway, just if you do that, I learned that quickly. Like, don't use the dye in the shower. Go ahead and use a bucket or, like Chris said, the utility sink. That works great.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's crazy, Janie. Wow.
Yeah.
And then finally, we learned nice eco-friendly ways for you to recycle your jack-o'-lantern, which I'm sure is starting to melt and attract flies and smell. It is a fruit, and as long as you haven't used like chemicals or bleach or anything to keep it clean, you can actually leave it for animals. Porcupines, deer, squirrel all enjoy munching on pumpkins. You can leave them there. You can also compost it, of course, if you don't have a compost. Mm-hmm. I thought this was a pretty good one. Just chop it up into little pieces, bury it in the backyard.
Cool.
It'll go ahead and dissolve, and you'll get a nice green pasture of grass there. And that is our show for today. Monday, November 4th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, the sun is always shining.
It is. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.